Good morning. It's Wednesday, December 17th. I'm Beth Golay, and this is Wichita's Early Edition from KMUW News. Coming up, we talk to an artist about how his creative process has changed since he received an ALS diagnosis almost 15 years ago. After the news. Wichita will hold a special election in the spring on a proposed 1% sales tax. KMUW's Meg Britton-Mellish has more on the City Council's decision to move the proposal forward.
The final vote was 7-0, but several council members say they're hesitant about the tax. The proposal from Wichita Forward says a 7-year sales tax will pay for public safety investments, property tax relief, renovations at Century 2, and part of a new performing arts center. It would also establish an operations fund for the Second Light Shelter. Pandemic relief funding for the shelter runs out in October. Councilmember Mike Hoheisel says that clinched his vote.
I've been racking my mind as to how to get these issues addressed without the sales tax. And with the current makeup of council and our diverse opinions on the role of government, I'm not sure there is one.
The special election is scheduled for March 3rd. For KMUW News, I'm Meg Britton-Mellish.
At least one Kansas school district is ending the semester early because so many students and staff members are sick. The Dexter School District, southeast of Winfield, posted on social media that starting yesterday, all classes and extracurricular activities would be canceled or rescheduled to a later date. District officials say a high number of students and employees are out sick and illness seems to be spreading at a steady rate. Dexter is a rural school district with fewer than 300 students. The spring semester starts January 5th. Republican lawmakers are questioning whether Kansas University should be changing curriculum as part of their efforts to end diversity programs. A new state law requires agencies and universities to eliminate any policies related to diversity, equity, and inclusion. Lawmakers say the recent law did not specifically require changing curriculum at universities. Republican Representative Christy Williams says she's concerned after learning about a University of Kansas English course that requires students to examine diverse communities and identities.
And this does not, from my perspective, appear to be something that is necessary and relevant to studying English.
Democratic lawmakers argue the time and money universities are spending to comply with the law is a waste of taxpayer dollars. Johnson County residents are pushing back against a potential Overland Park Stadium site for the Kansas City Royals. Jody Fortino reports.
More than 200 residents gathered at a community meeting last week to oppose a proposed new ballpark at 119th and Knoll. Some medical officials are also concerned more traffic could delay ambulances and others from reaching local hospitals. Supporters say the ballpark could boost nearby businesses, but Pia Kruver, a mother who lives in the area, doesn't think shopping will be a draw for visitors.
I think people are going to come and want to go to the game. I don't think they're going to want to come and shop.
The site is also close to Leawood, where Mayor Mark Elkin says he can't support the Overland Park location because of residents' concerns. I'm Jody Fortino.
A Child Care Solutions session will be held Thursday in Wichita. The event will focus on finding ways to expand access to affordable child care in order to keep more people in the workforce. The event is a follow-up to an August 15th summit where employers discussed how to improve child care options for workers. That could include encouraging employer investment in child care or having families, businesses, and the government share the cost of care. The event is Thursday morning at the Wichita Workforce Center. Tens of millions of Christmas trees are cut and sold in the U.S. each year. Some consumers are looking to keep the holiday magic growing by purchasing a Christmas tree they can replant. Harvest Public Media's Hope Kerwin reports.
Dave Tubin started selling living Christmas trees by accident at his plant nursery in southwestern Wisconsin. He had a dozen leftover spruce from the landscaping season, and he was surprised when customers tried to buy the 5-foot potted trees instead of the cut ones he had available.
As the demand continued to grow for it, we just kept bringing them in. And this year we have probably the most live trees that we've ever had.
The idea of a living Christmas tree has been around for at least 2 decades. They're a niche product for the industry, only making up a small percentage of sales each winter. But some tree sellers say they're seeing more interest from buyers who are looking to beautify their property or help the environment by planting their tree. I'm Hope Kerwin, Harvest Public Media.
The U.S. Postal Service is urging people to mail holiday packages soon to ensure they will be delivered in time for Christmas. The shipping deadline for ground service and first-class mail is today. Priority mail has a 2 to 3 day arrival time and must be sent by tomorrow. Shippers can use the Postal Service's Priority Mail Express service through Saturday. Express mail arrives in 1 to 3 days and has a money-back guarantee. More information is at USPS.com. The Wichita Public Library will host an event Saturday to celebrate the end of another year of the Read ICT Reading Challenge. The reading wrap-up party is from 10 to 6 Saturday at the Advanced Learning Library in downtown Wichita. Readers are invited to bring books to read or swap. Librarians and others will be on hand to offer book recommendations for any remaining challenge categories. Read ICT is an annual reading challenge organized by KMUW, the Wichita Eagle, and the Wichita Public Library. New categories for the 2026 challenge will be announced December 26th. We'll be back after this.
Support for KMUW comes from Fidelity Bank with Business 360, banking and lending for small businesses ready to grow. Online at fidelitybank.com.
This is Wichita's Early Edition. I'm Beth Golay. ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease, affects motor neurons in the spinal cord, causing muscle weakness. Though being an artist is often associated with an emotionally sensitive and grand-thinking mind, the body also helps in the process of creating art. Jack Wilson has been painting and drawing his entire life. That creative process is more challenging now after he was diagnosed with ALS in 2011. KMUW's Torin Anderson has more.
I was even thinking, I wonder if they'd let me hang stuff out there. What is hanging out there is so considerably different than what I do.
Jack Wilson is in a Wichita assisted living facility surrounded by his work in his personal room. But he ponders how his own work differs from what's in the halls.
I don't consider myself a decorative artist. And I think that's what they're mostly interested in, is not a, you know, safe bets.
With his wife Rhonda by his side, Wilson explores what art has meant to him as residents are wheeled down the hall just outside his door.
Basically meditate, to investigate, you know, really the world, myself, and, you know, it's more of an interaction, a play between, you know, my psychic and the materials. It's kind of a, I think of it as spiritual. It's connecting into something beyond the five senses.
Wilson thinks little about the product, but appreciates the process more.
You know, for years before school, everything I made, I threw away. I didn't keep it. It was for me. The experience and the play, the investigation. You know, all anybody has is 24 hours a day. That's all that you have of real value. And how you spend those minutes counts. And if you're spending them doing something to make money and that's all you're getting out of it, you know, you're selling yourself short.
Wilson says he didn't intend to pursue a life in art, though his primary income to support his family came from an art-adjacent enterprise.
You know, I made my living primarily as a picture framer, not an artist, but I still got to pursue art on a lot of different levels by the people that brought stuff into me. Because of my background, people would ask me to critique them. You know, I'd got to be a little bit of an educator, which I enjoy sharing and teaching.
Despite limited physical movement, Wilson stays busy with photo restoration for his clients since moving to assisted living at the end of the summer.
You know, what I used to be able to do real fast, now it's incredibly slow, but I'm happy that I'm able to actually produce something that brings some kind of joy to, you know, satisfaction to a client's life.
Wilson does not like to call his work art.
I like to think of myself as really a maker. Public, they can call it what they want if they, you know, if I share it and they see it. They can call it art or, you know, it's my junk.
Wilson does miss the ability to make his own so-called junk.
A little bit of a mourning process where I mourn, even though I haven't lost my life, you know, I'm mourning the losing of some of the stuff that I used to do, or mourning the thought of losing my kids, my wife, my family, friends, which are way more important than art, you know, but I haven't lost them yet because I'm not dead.
Nor has he lost his sense of humor.
But, you know, I mean, there's hope for heaven, you know, something better. And I hope I see my dogs there. You know, and I'm not taking my junk to heaven with me.
For KMUW Arts, I'm Torin Anderson.
Thanks for joining us for Wichita's Early Edition. We'll be back again tomorrow. For KMUW News, I'm Beth Golay.
Wichita's Early Edition is part of the NPR Podcast Network.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.